Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artist. This is the Jazz Queen along with my co-host, Mike Reynolds. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great tonight, sir. How are you doing tonight?
Pretty good, pretty good. I'm excited about this evening show. We have Eric Darius as our guest, and give out the phone number if you'd like to call in and speak with Eric. The number is 646-716-5485. You can join us in the chat room by going to talkingsmoothjazz.com, clicking on the TSJ Radio Show page, and then the Play Chat button underneath Eric's show. And Eric is in the chat room as a guest, so I want you all in the chat room to be on your best behavior, please. So let me bring Eric on. Eric Darius is one of the hottest young saxophonists in smooth jazz today, and he returns to Talking Smooth Jazz with a brand new funky and edgy CD called On a Mission, scheduled to be released tomorrow. Eric Darius, welcome back to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And I know this has been a crazy day for you. You've been traveling.
Oh, yeah, crazy is an understatement. It's been a really crazy, crazy day, but everything has been great, and I'm just really glad to be here with you guys tonight.
Before we came on, Mike, you were asking him about the concert in Atlanta?
Yes.
How did that go, Eric?
Atlanta was great. This was actually the first CD release party that we did. It was actually a pre-release party where people can actually buy the album before it comes out. So we did two shows, played all brand new music, shows were sold out, and it was just incredible. I mean, just the excitement and energy in that building was just incredible. You just had to have been there to experience it.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that. Now, before I get to my first question, I have a question for both you and Mike. Someone posted on Facebook about LeBron James going to the Bulls, and they did not think that was a good idea, so I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
I don't know. It's kind of tough to say where would be the best place for him to go. I mean, I think he's an incredible basketball player, and whichever team he does choose to go to, he's going to make an immediate impact. I think the Bulls would actually be a good fit for him, given the makeup of the team that they have. You know, I think I can't even think of the players' names right now. But they have an established team that I think would really complement LeBron James pretty well. But there's a lot of other teams, too, that I think that would work really well also for him. So I don't know. I'm kind of in the middle of what would be the best move for him.
Okay.
Well, me, right. I think the same thing. He's going to wind up going to Chicago. Like I said, some of the players, like Eric mentioned, was Derrick Rose and Joakim Noah. there's a lot of different players, you know, Dang and the guys like that. So I think that, like Eric said, the Bulls have a better roster than the Knicks, and I think that it would take the Knicks too long to try to build a contender team around LeBron. So he'll most likely land up in Chicago.
Exactly.
All right, then.
We'll see what happens, though. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Eric. I have to ask you about the CD cover and the photo shoot for this CD cover, because let me tell you, it is capital H-O-T with 3 exclamation points. It is hot, hot.
Thank you. Tell us
about the photo shoot for this.
Well, When we came up with the concept of this album and the photo shoot to kind of match the vibe of the album, I was thinking something that was just fresh, unique, was cutting edge, and I just kind of wanted to do something different. You know, I've always had this really friendly, happy type of vibe, you know, with all of my album covers. But this time, you know, just to go with the title of the album, you know, I'm really on a mission, and it's this real serious thing for me. So we wanted to go with something that was really cool, but classy, but edgy, but fun at the same time. And this is what we came up with.
Okay.
Yes, it's definitely edgy. And now, is that your saxophone you're holding?
That's my saxophone. That's the tenor saxophone that I play on.
I'm telling you that.
She's beautiful, isn't she?
Yes, she is, very much so. And I have to tell you that if you were in, I'm going to blast a couple of people out in the chat room, because we were talking about you in Facebook one night about how about the CD cover and how good you look and how sexy you are and all of that. And if you were in that chat email, you would have been embarrassed, because we were like, we were on it. We were on it. Sure.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. I mean, when you posted this cover on Facebook, it just, oh, my God, this thing is hot. It is just hot.
Thank you.
It is just hot. Now, how many pictures did you have to choose from? Was this your first choice?
No, actually, we did a lot of photos. I think we had maybe 2,000-plus pictures to choose from. And it was kind of hard coming up with one, because we had several options. First of all, we were thinking about going in a different direction. And then we started shooting in this penthouse suite in Dallas. And we had this perfect setting. And it was just kind of crazy, because I just kind of took a look at, you know, the direction of where things were going. And we're like, okay, this is hot. I think we're onto something here. So we just kind of started doing more and more, trying new things, different angles, and this is what we came up with. But we had a lot to choose from, definitely.
Okay. And Eric, and I note that, you know, you named the CD On a Mission, and I know that on Facebook at one point you had offered the fans to kind of help you pick a name for the title of this new CD.
Right. Actually,
yeah, but did you actually think about doing that, or was that just, you just put it out there like that?
No, I was actually thinking about it, because when it comes to song titles and album titles, that's really a hard thing for me. I'm so used to writing the music, but coming up with titles is such a hard thing to do, especially something that's new, something that's different, something that hasn't been used before. And so I was really asking the audience, you know, to get their creative input, just to see what ideas that they had. And there was actually some really good ones that I might even use down the road. But after, you know, we finished the album, making the music, this title just kind of came to me, and it was just really a representation of where I'm at in my career and where I'm wanting to go, and I'm just on a mission, and I thought that was a perfect fit for this album.
Okay.
I agree. Okay. 646-716-5485 is the phone number to call in to speak with Eric, and also in the chat room, if you have questions, please post your questions in the chat room. Eric is in the chat room as a guest, so he will see the questions, and we will get those answered as well. I want to read what Dave Cobb said about Eric. Eric's energy and musicality are undeniable. He's fusing jazz with hip-hop, R&B, soul, and rock for a new sound that's exciting and truly innovative, and I agree 100%.
Thank you.
100%.
Coming from somebody like Dave, I mean, that's really an honor for me, because I grew up watching Dave perform, and, you know, I've had the pleasure to become really good friends with him over the years, and to have something like that come from him is just really an honor for me. So it's exciting for me to know that, you know, somebody like Dave, you know, really appreciates my music and what I do. It's great.
Okay.
Now, we mentioned Atlanta, your CD pre-release party in Atlanta, but you also just recently was in Japan for a week. How was that experience?
Japan was amazing. I've had the opportunity to go to Japan quite a bit, actually, over the past few years. But Gerald Veasley, Jason Miles are all really good friends of mine that I've had the opportunity to perform with on several occasions. And Gerald put this tour for Grover Washington Jr., a tribute. And he had reached out to me and wanted me to be a part of it. So, of course, I was definitely glad to do it. And five nights in Tokyo, one night in Nagoya, and all of the shows were sold out. And it was just incredible. You know, something about the Japanese people, they just really have an understanding and appreciation for American music. And it's just a really good feeling knowing that you can go all the way across the world. You know, you have this people that don't even really speak your language, but music is that common language that really bonds us all together. And just to see their expressions on their faces and just the pure enjoyment that we're bringing to them was just incredible.
Wow. All sold out shows. Those are my two favorite words when it comes to a concert is sold out. I'd love to hear that.
You and I both.
Oh, yes. I'd love to hear that. That is so cool. And I think all of that's going to be happening. I mean, all of your shows are going to be sold out from here on out. Once, you know, they used to say that an artist, a particular album, was like a breakthrough album for an artist. Would you consider this to be your breakthrough album on a mission?
Not really. I mean, I think I've been kind of, this is my fourth album, so it's funny, I kind of still see myself as kind of a veteran, even though, you know, most people are like, oh, he's a new kid in town, and, you know, I've been doing it for a little while, and but I think this is really the first album where I've really been able to express myself 110%. You know, I really just went that extra mile just to diversify and stretch myself artistically and musically and do something that I haven't done before. So in some ways, yes, and in some ways, no.
Okay. Carol posted a question in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to know, how did you feel the first time you went out solo?
Well, I've actually been a solo artist since I was 14 years old. And I formed my first band when I was 13, and I've always been performing solo ever since. And so it's something that I've been used to for a long time. And there's really nothing like being able to play your own music and express yourself and have that direct connection with the fans. I had a great opportunity to tour with Brian Culbertson for a few years, and that was really the launching point for me where I really started to get exposure and national recognition. And after touring with him for a couple years, then I went back out as a solo artist. But being a solo artist is something that I've really always been since I started playing. And I love it. I mean, there's nothing like it.
Okay.
Now, Eartha, can you, for the fans out there that may not know the story of how you hooked up with Brian, can you tell them how you hooked up with Brian?
Excuse me?
For the fans out there that don't know how you and Brian Culbertson hooked up, could you tell them the story of how you guys hooked up?
Sure, of course. I've been a big fan of Brian's for years. I mean, ever since I was maybe 12, 13 years old, I was listening to Brian's music. And he just has that style, that funk, that R&B edge about him. And he's a younger guy in the genre, so I've really gravitated towards his music. And I went to this music convention called the NAMM Show in Anaheim in 2004. That was the same year I released my debut album, Night on a Town. And I went to this music convention, and Brian was performing. So I just came to see his performance. He was just doing a solo performance on piano. And after he was done performing, I just introduced myself, gave him a business card and a CD. You know, I was just a fan. So I was just excited just to talk to him and meet him. And he was just really gracious. And I told him I was going to be performing in L.A. I think it was a week later. So Brian reached out to me a few days later and said that he was going to come to the show. So I was really excited. And he came to the show, and he enjoyed it. And he brought me to his house the very next day in the studio. And before you knew it, I was on the road with him. So it was just like that it happened.
Okay. Well, that's great. I remember seeing you touring with Brian, too. And look at where you are now. It's just... Yeah, it's awesome. That is awesome. I have a couple of questions for you in the chat room. I'm going to ask Lori's question, and then Muse, I will get to your question after the song. Lori wants to know if you're going as Yo Gabba Gabba again this Halloween, and what is Yo Gabba Gabba? What is that?
Well, that's funny. Well, Yo Gabba Gabba is a children's show. I don't know too much about it. I don't watch children's show. But my goddaughter is 2 years old, And that's her favorite television show. And there's a character, his name is DJ Lance, this really goofy-looking guy who has, like, this boombox on his shoulder. And yeah, he's, like, singing and dancing with the kids. And so my goddaughter wanted me to play DJ Lance for Halloween. So I'm like, okay, of course, I'll do it. So I got the DJ Lance outfit, and I was DJ Lance for Halloween. But I'm not too familiar with Yo Gabba Gabba, but it's a very popular children's show that a lot of
kids
are
watching. It really is. It really is. And it's very, you know, my daughter, she loves that show. I mean, she sees Yo Gabba Gabba, she goes crazy. And
they
have little puppets. And one has, like, a trash can on them. One is, like, a fluffy-looking kind of fake Cookie Monster, and it's kind of corny, but the kids love it though.
Yeah, they love it. They love it. It's funny. Yeah. I watched a couple episodes with her, and I'm like, wow, this is what you guys like. Okay.
Okay. I don't have small children, so I don't know what it's like. I don't know anything about that show. And I was like, what is Yo Gabba Gabba? Okay. All right, let's get to some music because the CD is just as hot as the cover, and I'm just going to go in order because I listen to the music. I absolutely love every song. I even played a couple for my niece who is 19, and she likes it as well.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to start. Yes, yes. Like you said, your music crosses all genres, all ages, and it definitely does. So we're going to start with track number one, Setting It Off. Tell me about this one.
Setting Off was actually the first song that I wrote for this album. And when I was thinking about a concept for this project, I was thinking, all right, I just want to make good music that I know that the people will love when I perform on stage. So I'm always thinking, you know, something that's exciting, energetic, fun, but also just different. You know, I wanted to really incorporate pop, hip-hop, R&B elements onto this. You know, when I write music, I don't ever think a genre or a sound. I just really go based off of what I'm feeling at that moment. And I listen to all different styles of music, from hip-hop, jazz, pop, R&B, gospel, rock. You name it, I listen to it. So this was kind of that song that kind of captured the real essence of what I was going for on this project. And I thought it would be a great song to start off the album. So it's, you know, just setting it off, to setting the tone for the album. And that's how it came up with this title, and it's Setting It Off.
Okay. While I play the song, there's a couple of questions in the chat room. There's one from Lily. Lisa's in the chat room. There's one from her, and there's one from Muse. And so I will. We will get to those questions right after the song, everyone. So this is Setting It Off. setting it off with the funky sax. That was hot. That was nice.
Yeah, that was tight there. That was really
good. That was nice. Okay, let me get to the questions in the chat room. Muse, you would like to know, if you could have dinner with someone dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Ooh, wow, that's a tough question. Only one?
No, she didn't give a number, so go
well,
for
I'm
it.
I'm going to name a couple. First,
okay.
I would go with a couple who are dead. I would definitely go with John Coltrane. I would go with Miles Davis. And then I would go with Grover Washington Jr.
Wow.
Oh, good, good, good.
Alive, I would have to say... Oh, you know what? I have to add Michael Jackson to that list also. I got to add Michael to that list. As far as alive, I definitely say Stevie Wonder, Alicia Keys, Music Soul Child.
Okay.
Those would be a handful.
All right. Lily asked about you working with Micah on this CD. She wanted to know how you guys hooked up and got together to write a song for the CD.
Sure. Micah Otano is a great friend of mine. I actually met him when I was touring with Brian Culbertson. He was part of the Road Crew. And he's a young guy, incredible producer. And he has his own production company, works with another producing partner. And he mostly does R&B hip-hop, so he's working with guys like Fantasia from American Idol, rappers, a bunch of artists. I mean, he's doing great. And I approached him on my last album about working together on a track, and it led to four songs on my last album. And something about his production and his style, he really has an understanding of me as an artist and my music and where I want to go. Like, I can just play something, and he knows exactly where to take it. And he really complements what I do. So when it came to working on this project, I called Micah up again because I thought we had a natural chemistry in the studio. And we worked together on four more songs on this project, and Setting It Off was one of the songs that we did together.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And now, Eric, in addition to Micah, you also worked with James Lloyd and Rick Strada on this project.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so how did you wind up calling up James and Rick and said, hey, guys, let's do something?
Well, actually, I'll start with Rick. I did a song for Privacy Premium. They released an album last year for their United We Cure CD. And Privacy Premium is a denim jeans company that was founded by Carolyn Jones. And they started several years ago, but they started to help bring breast cancer awareness to people and to raise money for breast cancer. And Carolyn Jones' mother passed away from breast cancer, so that's why she started her company. And they wanted to put together a CD compilation of all of their favorite artists. So they called up Brian Culbertson, they called up Paul Taylor, Mindy Hebert, Layla Hathaway, and then they called me to do a song also. And Rex Rydatt was producing the whole project. So I reached out to Rex, and we wrote a song together called Jean Marie's Groove. Jean Marie is Carolyn Jones' mother's name, so we wrote that song as a dedication to her. And so that song was actually released on the United We Cure CD last year. And I liked the song so much that I wanted to put it on this album. And Privacy was very gracious to give me the permission to use it.
Okay, cool. Cool.
And James Lloyd has been a very good friend of mine. We've never had the opportunity, though, to work together. So I reached out to him. I think he's an incredible producer and musician. And I went up to a studio. He played a bunch of songs for me, and I heard Uptown Swagger. It didn't have a name yet. It was just called C-Sharp Thingy at the moment because he didn't have a name for it. And I just really liked the vibe of that song. I thought it really captured, you know, my style and where I was taking things musically. And I said, you know, that's the song we got to do. So we recorded it together. And James came up with the title Uptown Swagger, and I just fell in love with that title, and I thought it was perfect for the song.
Wow.
Okay, well, speaking of Uptown Swagger, I will play that next.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. right. That was Uptown Swagger. Okay.
That was nice.
That was nice. All right, I have a question for you from Cynthia. She wants to know, how did everything come together on the CD as far as getting the musicians together, and who called whom to play with you on the CD?
That's a very good question. Actually, whenever it comes to me making my own albums, I always try to think about who would really best complement the sound and style that I'm going for. So I always try to think of, you know, certain musicians in mind when I'm writing my music. And I reached out to actually each and every single musician on this project as far as performing on it. And I had an opportunity to work with Alex Al, great bass player who's played with anybody you can think of, Michael Jackson, Prince, Stevie Wonder. I mean, the list is very, very long. Also, Xavier Chisholm, another great bass player who plays in my band. Third Richardson, a great drummer who also plays in my band. And there's just so many musicians on this project, and they're all incredible. And each of them bring their own style and flavor to this project, which really complements what I do. So I handpicked every musician that's on this project.
Third is the drummer. That's the guy that got the mohawk, right?
That's him.
Okay.
All right, if you would like to speak with Eric, the number is 646-716-5485. We're also taking questions from the chat room as well, so you can join us by going to TalkingSmoothJazz.com, clicking on the TSJ Radio Show page, and then the Play Chat button. Eric's new CD, On a Mission, is scheduled to be released tomorrow. And do you have another CD release party going on tomorrow?
Actually, not tomorrow. I'm performing on the Daily Buzz TV show tomorrow morning. So actually, everybody can tune in. It's a nationally syndicated show. And I actually have a CD release party in Tampa on Wednesday here in my hometown. So I'm really excited about that at January 5.
Wow. All right. Now, you've been making the rounds on different morning shows. You did one this morning out there, correct?
I did the Good Day Atlanta. Well, last week I did the Good Day Tampa Bay here in Tampa, and then I did Good Day Atlanta this morning. And I'm doing the Daily Buzz tomorrow morning, and then I'm doing, I can't remember the name of the morning show, but it is on ABC in Tampa Wednesday.
Okay, cool. Mm.
So making the round.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I want to read something that, and Eric, help me with the last name, Danny Weiss?
Oh, Danny Weiss.
Danny Weiss, okay, VP of Jazz A&R for Shaughnessy. Okay, he says, if you think of jazz as a wonderful tree whose trunk is it, is its great tradition, and whose branches are the never-ending innovations of its young disciples, then Eric Darius is the newest branch of that tree. He can swing like the masters and funk like a hip hopper, truly the blossoming of tomorrow's jazz.
Wow.
I like that.
That's pretty
like
deep.
That. Mm-hmm. Like that. Very nice. Okay, let's listen to something, another song. I like Let's Go. This is the one I played for my niece that she liked as well. Tell us about Let's Go.
Absolutely. As I mentioned to you before, Micah produced several tracks on this album, and we wanted to do a song that kind of had a smooth jazz melody, but nothing else about the track was smooth jazz. We wanted to take it in a hip-hop rock direction. So he called up one of his good friends, KU, who's an incredible rapper, who is an up-and-coming rapper out of California, and Luke James, an incredible singer and songwriter. He's written songs for Justin Bieber and many others, and he's also working with Timbaland, so he's an up-and-coming vocalist and writer. And Micah has been working with both of these guys on several occasions, and when we came up with the song Let's Go, he thought that there would be a perfect match for the song. So he played me some of their music and their style, and I was just blown away. And I said, we got to get them on this track. So Let's Go is really, it's more of like a hip-hop rock type of song with a smooth jazz melody on top of it. It's very different But this is really the flavor that I'm going for. That's just different, fun, unique, exciting, and just kind of going in a different direction, doing something that I haven't done before. And this is one of the songs that I like to play for, you know, people my age and younger, because I think they can really relate to the feel and the sound and the elements of this song, because it's more of like a hip-hop type of song. And I was just really excited to play it. And how we came up with Let's Go.
All right, well, let's go.
Cool. Song Get the Party Started.
To describe Eric Darius, hot. The music is hot. That is, I love that. The whole CD is good. I'm telling you, when this CD drops tomorrow, you guys have got to get it. You just have got to sell it out. Just go to the website and sell it out. You've got to get this CD. That is hot.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
You are so welcome. Now, you did Butterfly.
I did.
And you made a statement behind this, and I want to read this statement because I have a question. You said that you chose to record Butterfly on this album because not only is it one of my favorite Herbie Hancock compositions, but also because I like what a butterfly symbolizes. Butterflies start off as larvae and then evolve into cocoons, and once they are free, they spread their wings and take flight. At this point in my career, I feel like that butterfly symbolizes myself, and I am now ready to spread my wings and to go somewhere new musically. In the very beginning of your career, what were your dreams and goals for your career?
To do what I'm doing right now is to be playing music that I love to play, that's true to myself, and that the people enjoy. And that was really my goal from day one, is just to be on stage sharing my joy and passion with everyone, and really just to make a difference in people's lives. I mean, when people come up and tell me that, you know, they were having a bad day and then they put on my CD and then that put a smile on their face, I know that I'm doing my job. This is what I love to do. So when I first started, that was always my goal. I performed at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland with this band called America Schenker's Jazz Band when I was 11 years old. And that was an eye-opening experience, where that was really the first time that I've been in front of such a large crowd, thousands of people. I was 11 years old at the time. And just to see the joy and excitement that our music brought to them just really changed my whole outlook on life. And I really knew that at that point that this was my calling, is to make music and to touch people with my music. So that's my goal with my music from day one, and it always will be.
Do you ever get surprised at, you know, what's happening with you now with your career? Does it ever surprise you that things are happening the way that they have, and especially now with this new album coming out and what you've been doing, you know, to promote it and how people are receiving you and getting ready to really sell this CD out. Does it surprise you? Do you have to sit back and just say, wow, sometimes?
You know, I'm the type of person that always sets goals, and I set them very, very high, and I do every single thing I can possibly do to attain that goal. And then once I reach it, I set another one. So ever since I was really young, you know, I've dreamed about being at this point in my life. But now that I'm actually here, sometimes I just have to take a step back and just kind of take it all in and just really enjoy this ride. I mean, it's really a blessing to be where I am right now. And it's crazy because in one way, I kind of expected to be here. But now that I'm actually here, it's kind of like, wow, I'm living the dream. Like, everything that I've been dreaming about and thinking about, I'm now here. So I do pinch myself, but I'm very, very thankful that, you know, I've gotten to this point in my career, and I just only hope and pray that I continue to keep on moving further.
Okay. Emerald Lady wants to know, when is your birthday?
I'm typing it right now.
There you go,
3rd.
Emerald Lady.
December 3rd. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm technically a Sagittarius because of the day I was born. However, I created my own sign. I have my own sign.
Oh, what is that?
Well, I came up with this name for my own sign that's called Sagittarius.
Oh.
Ah, cool.
So I got all the qualities of a Sagittarius, but I got my own little thing.
All right, now. Sagittarius. Hey, Mr. Sagittarius, I like that. I like that. Okay, I am going to, you know, when I started the show, I said I was going to play the songs in order, but that has changed. I'm going to go ahead and play Butterfly, and this is featuring Rick Braun on this. So this is Butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
Butterfly featuring Rick Braun on Eric Darius' new CD, On a Mission, scheduled to be released tomorrow. Eric, you posted something in the chat room about the reeds. How many reeds did you use for this project?
Oh, my goodness. That's one thing about playing the saxophone is playing on reeds. What a reed is a little tiny piece of cane that goes right under the mouthpiece, and that's what helps produce the sound on the saxophone. And ask any saxophone player, and if you have to ask them, if there's one thing about the saxophone that you don't like, what is it? And it's reeds. That's like our Achilles heel, because every single reed is different, and each one sounds different. So I can play one reed one day, and it's great, and then the next day I play on it, and it doesn't sound quite as good. And then I change to another reed, and then I may not like that one, so I switch to another one, and it's this ongoing process. I can buy a box of 10 reeds and only like two of them, and I throw the rest away. So it's a constant thing of changing reeds. But I'm very picky. I want to have that specific sound. And if I don't get that in that reed, then I just move on to the next one. So I went through tons of reeds while I was recording this album. But I found the right ones eventually, and now you're getting to listen to it.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of reeds. All right.
I wanted to ask her real fast. I know he got a request from engineer Peter Mokrin to mix this CD for him. He said that was a special honor to work with him. Explain, working with him. How was that?
Peter Mokrin is a legendary mixing engineer. And one thing that a lot of people don't realize that you can make a great album, you can have great songs, but if it's not mixed properly, then it's not going to sound great. I mean, the mix is really what puts that touch and that sonic quality to the album. So Peter Mokrin is one of those engineers that I've been dreaming about working with for the longest time. I mean, he used to work with the Rolling Stones, Michael Jackson, Prince, Christina Aguilera. I mean, anybody you can think of, he's worked with them. And he's one of the most in-demand mixing engineers. So he actually reached out to me in the middle of working on this project and wanted to mix this album. I was just blown away. I was like, Peter Mokrin wants to mix my album? Are you kidding? So I was really excited. I mean, this guy's a legend, you know, so to have him want to mix my album was really just an honor for me just to have him on this project. And you know, I really think that he took my sound to a whole nother level on this project, and I'm just very thankful for the opportunity.
Didn't you work on a video?
Yes, I shot my very, very first music video a couple weeks ago, and it's actually a song called On Your Way to the Top, which features Natalie the Flosa Stewart from the group Floetry.
Okay.
And this song is actually only available on iTunes and Amazon or anywhere they sell the music, this album digitally. It's a bonus track. And you can find it online there. But we did a music video, which will probably be released in another few weeks.
Oh, okay. All right.
Very excited.
And I know you're going to be at Jazz Fest West next month, which is like 2 days away. But I will be there as well, so I hope I get a chance to see you and talk to you.
I definitely hope so. Jazz Fest West is an incredible festival for people who haven't been there, and I'm definitely looking forward to performing there.
Yeah, it'll be my first time as well.
Oh, you'll love it. Trust me, you'll love it. It's a great festival.
Okay. I'm sorry?
I said they have an incredible lineup. Brian Culbertson's there, Layla Hathaway, Rashawn Patterson, Charlie Wilson. It's a great lineup.
Yes, I'm looking forward to this one. I really am. It's almost 8 o'clock. We're going to let you go. But I have another question now. Are you on your way back to – I read that you were doing playing Grover's music for a series of sold-out shows at the Blue Note in Tokyo. Is that coming up, or has that already happened?
That just happened about a week and a half ago.
Okay.
Which I'm still trying to recover from because my body's still 13 hours behind.
Okay.
But I had an incredible time in Japan playing the music of Grover, who's been a major inspiration for me and influence. And so just playing his music was just incredible.
Okay. Now, I want to get into something. You know, we kind of just throw things how we do it on this show. And I want to know, now I've seen you and Nick Cohen at the Capital Jazz Fest recently. How did you guys come together and put that set together? What made you call Crazy Nick Cohen and say, Nick, let's hook something up, man, and let's go out there and kill it? Because you guys are hot together.
Well, Nick and I have been good friends for a long time. We've known each other for several years. And I call my big brother. He calls me my little brother. And we call each other Thunder and Lightning. Nick is the thunder, I'm the lightning. And we go way back, and we're great friends. He's an awesome guy. And we just have this natural chemistry on stage where it's just very natural. I mean, to be honest with you, at the Capital Jazz Show, we never rehearsed any of that. We literally just, we came into the show with, okay, we'll see what happens. I mean,
you know,
and
it's funny because I don't know if you remember, but you were just killing it, and then you walked over and Nick's just sitting in the chair looking at you. I'm like, what is he doing? You know, I mean, you looked at him and you even had to laugh at him. You just bust out laughing. I'm like, was that set up or were they just, you know, just impromptu, just going at it or what?
No,
that was kind of funny.
Impromptu. I mean, we just have this natural chemistry on stage, and the thing is, we just have fun. I mean, we're feeding off of each other. We're just having a great time on stage. And it's very spontaneous, but that's the way we like it. I mean, once you plan things out and you're like, okay, we're going to do this at a certain time, it just doesn't have that natural feel. So we just let the music go where it's going to go. And the crowd is really the one who drives the show. So we're feeding off of your energy, then I'm feeding off of Nick's energy, and before you know it, it's just this action-packed show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Happy and crazy.
Yeah, hot. Yes. Eric hot.
And Nick is crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I'll tell him that myself.
For sure. Hot and crazy. That's how you should title it. Hot and crazy. That's for sure.
Hot and crazy. I like that.
All right. Now tell us where you're headed next.
Wow, I'm trying to think of where I am right now. Everything has just been such a whirlwind. I was literally in London 2.5 weeks ago. Then I went to Japan for 9 days, and then ever since then it's just been nonstop. We just did the Copper Mountain Genuine Jazz Festival this past Saturday. No, Sunday. Wait, what's today?
Monday.
Okay, sorry. We did Copper Mountain Jazz Fest. Saturday, Sambuca last night in Atlanta. Tomorrow I'll be on the Daily Buzz in the morning TV show, so check out your local news stations. I'm doing a CD release party in Tampa on Wednesday, and then I'll be performing in San Diego on July 6th on the Hornblower Cruise. We're doing another CD release party there. And then from there I go to Detroit on July 10th at the Inkster Jazz Festival. July 17th, I'm doing the Jazz Fest West in San Dimas, and that is as far as my mind will remember at the moment.
And I got you from there. I know you're going to be with Nick Cohen and in Charlotte, North Carolina,
yes,
with the Nick Cohen friend. Yeah, okay, in August, and then I know you're going to be in Pennsylvania at Penn's Landing on a Friday night, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania at Penn's Landing, and that's a free concert. So you guys can come on out and check that out.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And for anybody who wants to know my tour schedule and upcoming shows, they can go to my website, which is www.ericdarius.com. All the information's on there. We're constantly adding new shows to the tour date section, so just check that regularly.
And let me just say, if you have not seen Eric perform, you will be in for a treat. If you go onto the website and check his schedule, see where he is going to be in a city near you and buy a ticket and get there. You will not be disappointed. I promise you that. You will not be disappointed.
Thank you.
Yeah, Eric, I want to ask you, too, before we do let you go. I said right now there's a lot of younger cats coming up behind you, you know, and everything like BK, Marcus Anderson, guys like that. What is some advice you got to give to those guys, you know, to try to, you know, make their move and try to bring this thing to a whole other level for the whole genre in general? Because right now, like I said, with the loss of the stations and everything, like, I mean, we were talking to Jazz Fest, and you were saying that it's strength in numbers. So, I mean, what can we all do to kind of make this thing kind of revolve and come back around to where it was at one time?
Well, I definitely think that, you know, well, for one thing, it's great to see, you know, young artists getting into the jazz industry, because that's really what it's going to take for this music to continue to evolve, you know, years down the road. And that's part of my mission with my music, is to bring awareness to the younger generation, because kids my age and younger, they listen to hip-hop, they listen to R&B, and that's cool, but a lot of them don't get exposed to jazz. So it's very refreshing to see, you know, Jesse J doing well, Marcus Anderson, BK Jackson. There's a lot of other great musicians that are up and coming, and it's just exciting for me just to see that, you know, it's growing. But I definitely think that we all need to stick together. I mean, like you said, there's strength in numbers, and, you know, whether it's performing together or just having that tight-knit type of relationship, because us artists are really the ones that have to sustain this genre. So I think it's very important that we continue to make good quality music and to continue to offer the best that we have to offer and to, you know, make music for the fans and join together and to just continue to let this genre grow. And hopefully we'll see jazz come back to the forefront again like it was back in the 30s and 40s.
All right. Eric, thank you so much. Thank you so much for giving us this time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I know you have a crazy schedule starting tomorrow, so we're going to let you go. And, again, the CD drops tomorrow, people. Get it. You have to get the CD. We have about 27 minutes left, so I'm going to continue to play some more music from the CD. But we just want to thank you for the opportunity to talk to you again. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Definitely.
My pleasure. And thank you for all of you who tuned in, who are in our all chatting also, and I appreciate all of you guys, and really, there's no me without you, so thank you for your love and support, and I'll continue to try to make good music and keep it coming. Love all of you guys, and thank you, Terry and Michael, for hosting this and having me be a part of this.
All right, thank you, and I will see you at Jazz Fest West.
And I will see you in Pennsylvania, and I may come down to North Carolina as well to see you as well, so... And I'll be following you on Twitter, so let everybody know your Twitter name, because Eric's on Twitter a lot, too. So.
Yes, for those of you who are on Twitter, I'm on there often. Just type in my name, Eric Darius, E-R-I-C-D-A-R-I-U-S. And I'm also on Facebook, which I check very regularly. So, yeah, I'm very accessible.
And you have to post some more of those pictures on Facebook, some more of those photo shoot pictures. You have to post some more of those.
Yeah, I'm gonna post some more. I don't like to spoil all the surprises, so I just kind of give you know, little teasers here and there.
Okay. All right, you're working it.
I got to keep
Eric is working it.
See what's next.
Okay. I understand that. All right. All right, Eric, thanks again. We love you and looking forward to seeing you on the road.
Thank you. Love you guys, too, and I look forward to seeing you. And thanks again.
All right.
All right. Take care,
hang out in the chat room if you want to still, you know, hang out and listen to your own music and chat with the crazy people in the chat room, because they're all crazy in there. Lori and Youth and Curl and Lily, they're all crazy. So
they're all crazy, but they're all good people too.
Yeah, they really are.
Yes,
really are.
Definitely. All right. You have a good evening.
All right. You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care, guys.
Good night. Okay, the CD drops tomorrow. Pick it up, On a Mission. Definitely pick it up. You can go to the website. It will probably be on Amazon.com as well. So definitely pick that CD up. Oh, my gosh, it's hot, hot, hot.
That's very good CD, yeah, it really is.
I was going to say something, and the thought just went right out of my head. So I'm just going to go and play a song, and hopefully I can remember what it was I was going to say. The next song I'm going to play is Move to It. Oh, I just love this CD.
That was hot. And you know, Terrain, listen to that. Eric's music, even in the studio, sounds as if you're hearing it live. I mean, he has such energy, even on the record and live. I mean, you can just feel the energy from that song right there. I mean, it's
right.
Just incredible.
It's hard for me to try to describe. When I hear Eric's music, you know, he has his own sound, so I can almost immediately recognize his song. But I do that by remembering him playing on stage because of all of the energy that he has, and he moves around a lot, and it's so exciting to see him perform. I'm telling you, if you've never seen Eric perform, you have got to go see him. You will not be disappointed. You've got to go see him perform, especially now with this new CD coming out and all this new music. Oh, my gosh. I cannot wait to see you, Eric. I cannot wait to see you next month at Jazz Fest West. Cannot wait.
And you know, Terry, you know, seeing Eric live, he has such a stage presence. And also when he plays the sax, it's almost as if you can hear the sax singing. I know, like, he does the Alicia Keys song that he always does and everything, and when he plays that sax, it sounds like you can kind of word for word, I mean, that sax is going word for word, and you can feel that the saxophone is actually singing the song, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He just has that kind of vibe, and I mean, it's just incredible. I mean, he just kills it everywhere he goes. He kills it, really.
Everywhere. And I remember what it was I wanted to say. I have to thank Lisa Belligan for helping us get Eric on the show. She is Eric's road manager. So thank you so much, Lisa, for helping me get Eric on the show. I really appreciate it. All right, I'm going to go back to one more song. This is track number 2, Soulful Stride. That was Soulful Strive. Oh my gosh. Eric, I'm telling you, this is a great CD. This is so good. So good.
And sir, I just wanted to comment. I'm outside the chat room looking in and everything, and I see that everybody's saying we want Eric merchandise. Actually, Eric does have some T-shirts on his website for sale. You guys can go to his website and check it out. Eric Durius. I think it has Eric Durius across the chest or something like that. But I know he has some merchandise on his website. And I meant to ask him about his fan club. I know that there's a thing for fan club coming soon, so I can't wait for Eric to start the fan club to see, how they're going to coordinate that and everything, like with meet and greets and different things for that, because that would be great. That would be a hat fan club to join.
Oh, okay. Well, he's still in the chat room, so Eric, if you're still listening, if there's some fan club information that you can give, please post that in the chat room, and then I will let everyone know outside of that about the fan club. Where they can go to sign up if there is one, and all the information for that.
Yeah, I think on his website, the way they have it is not really up. I mean, I guess they're still going through the phases of, I guess, putting everything together. I don't think it's put together yet. Yeah.
Okay, all right, cool. I will definitely be a fan. I will be a member for sure, definitely. Okay, we have 13 minutes left. I want to play one more song. This is Jean Marie's Groove. I am just dancing over here in my chair. I'm telling you, this is a hot CD. Man, yeah. Love this.
And
love
also, I just went to the website. There is a T-shirt. If you guys want an Eric Darius T-shirt, they're $20 on his website. Just go to ericdarius.com, click on shop, and you should see the T-shirt come down, and then have the design of what's on the T-shirt, and it's $20. And buy the T-shirt. And, you know, and Muse, that comment about having Eric's CD cover on your body. I mean, I don't know what to say about that comment, but hey, you know, hey. Hey.
Yeah, that's Muse. You know, that's our girl.
Yeah. I think she had to send that in like a private text to Eric. I don't know if that was for everybody to see, you know, but hey, you know, I think you accidentally hit the enter button on that one. I don't know. You know.
Mm-hmm. No, Muse is not the CD cover. It is it's a design. I think the T-shirt is black.
Yeah, it's with like light blue writing. It has his name going across the front, and it's a nice design. Earth's website is very nice, very upscale, and if you look under news, it has a hat picture of Earth and standing in front of a convertible Bentley. So
yes.
Very nice picture.
Yes, definitely. All right, well, we have 7 minutes left. Let me tell you who's coming up this weekend. Saturday, July 3rd, is my third annual tribute to Luther Vandross. You know, this is the fifth year of his anniversary of his passing. It's been 5 years. Man, I can't believe it's been that long. But I will be doing a musical tribute to Luther on Saturday. And then Sunday, July 4th, we are not on the air. I am going to take my niece to see Toy Story. I can't wait to see that. And we're going to see it in 3D. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, we have some really good shows coming up for everybody. Like I said, of course, everybody's favorite main man, Brian Culberson, will be on July 19th to talk about his brand new CD. Who else we got? Cal Wolverton, I'm sorry. He'll be on July 24th to talk to us about his CD and his nomination at the American Smooth Jazz Awards this upcoming October. And who else we got? So we got so many people coming up. But who else we have coming up?
We have Jeff Koshua, July 25th. Jeff and Jared on July 25th. That will be a two-hour show. A new artist. His name is Hashima Moya, and I was introduced to him by a young lady named MJ, and not the MJ that we know. So I'm looking forward to talking to him. Stephen Baxter was referred to me by the MJ we know on Facebook. He works with Barry Manilow, so we will be talking to him. Helen Rogers, you may not know who she is by name. But Helen Rogers sings a lot of the songs on the Jazz Masters CDs. So we will be talking to her. She has her own solo project out now, so we will be talking to her about that. July 17th and 18th, we will not be on the air. I will be at Jazz Fest West. July 31st, Joe Yander and Michael Palermo will be on the show. So we have a full schedule for July.
We have Brian Simpson. Brian Simpson will be on in the month of August, I think, right?
August.
Sir?
Yes.
So we
August,
have Brian
exactly.
Simpson and Joaquin Joyner. He'll be on what, the 2nd of August, I think that is.
The 2nd of August, yes. And George Duke will be back on August 21st. I first interviewed George Duke when Dookie Treats came out, and I have a funny clip to play from that show. I will be playing that on the show on August 21st. And then a group called Elements will also be on in August. And we got some great interviews coming up. This is Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artists. So we try to bring you both national and regional artists to introduce you to their music, especially the regional and unknown and new discoveries, as Smooth View said. So we, bring all these artists to you to introduce you to them and their music. Mike, do you have anything going on in D.C., Baltimore area?
Not so much. I'm drawing a blank right now with all the stuff that's coming up. Let me see, what's coming up? I have no idea, sir. I know that I just went down to Charlotte this past weekend for the Charlotte Jazz Festival, and that was very nice. Like I said, they had Norman Brown, who we're also working on trying to get on the show. The Ribbon Kings were there. I've seen them play. And Mike Phillips and Mesa. We're going to try to work to get Mike Phillips back on to the show. And Alex Buñong and Ken Navarro. So we're going to try to work out a way to get all these guys on the show. And who else are we working on? So we're working on, we're waiting on confirmation for, who else?
Oh, yes, for, let me get up my little calendar here, for Mark Antoine.
Right, Mark Antoine.
Confirmation for him and Schiltz.
Right, and Schiltz. So we're working on confirmation for those two guys to come up because they do have new CDs coming out. Schiltz will have a new CD, I think, this August or September, and Mark Antoine is working on a new CD as well that will be out in early September, I think, as well. So we're working on some people to get on the show. I was also in contact with a young man you may not be familiar with. His name is Gota. He's from Japan. It's G-O-T-A. It's Gota. I hope I'm pronouncing it right, but it's Gota or Goti, but this cat is a drummer, and he's off the hook. His CD is a little bit, I don't think he has anything new out, but his stuff is a little bit older, but it's nice. It's G-O-T-A. You guys Google him, check him out. He is hot, hot, hot. So we're going to try to work to get him on the show some kind of way, and hopefully he understands English because we interviewed somebody before that had to have a translator, and I'm not for certain if he needs one or not. So we're going to try to work that out as well.
All right. All righty. I think that's it. I did have something else I wanted to say, and, again, it just went right out of my head. So let me thank those in the chat room. We had up to 29 people in the chat room tonight, so thank you all for coming over and hanging out with us. Amazon Princess, Andrew, Anisha, Boney Fan, Brown Sugar. Welcome to the show, Brown Sugar. Cynthia, all of the guests. Lord, you are R-O-S. I'm sure I'm not, pronouncing that right. Lori, Muse You, and all of the others that came in and hung out with us. Eric, for sure. Thank you for hanging out with us in the chat room, Eric. It has been such a pleasure talking to you and having you hang out with us. Thank you so much. For those of you that are listening outside of the chat room, thank you for listening as well. We appreciate it. And that is going to be it. So I only have a minute left. I'm going to close the show with another song and just let it play out. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you Saturday. Until then, keep it smooth. This is New Train of Thought.